Almost immediately after the tax reform bill passed during a special legislative session and was signed into law by Governor Gary Herbert in December, everyday citizens, like Michelle Alder of North Logan, jumped into action.
I think that, yes, this may be more of a democratic approach, but that's because the representative part is broken.
Alder says she's not only concerned about how the increase on food items will affect low and fixed income families, she opposes the income tax reduction as it could lead to less money for education. In order to put the tax reforms on hold and send them to the ballot in November, the referendum needs 116,000 validated signatures, representing at least 8% of the population in 15 counties across the state by 5 p.m. on Monday. As of Friday morning, the referendum has 39,428 validated signatures, about a third of the necessary amount. The population quota has been met in 5 counties. Representative Val Potter, who represents House District 3 in northern Utah, believes the overall tax decreases will help most Utahns. Ultimately, he says the goal is to balance the budget and make sure the state services are properly met and paid for.
There's always those that will say we didn't do enough, and maybe we didn't do enough. I don't know that you could ever do enough to inform everybody and make everybody understand and accept what you're trying to do.
In an update on the Facebook page for the 2019 tax referendum, Krista Palmer says the referendum's numbers are encouraging, as not every signature has been counted and validated. Palmer says based on their unofficial count, the county quotas have been met, but the total signatures still need a push through the Monday deadline. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.